the final day of SaaS Global Forum in Seattle 2010, and I'm speaking with Sunil Gupta, one of our longtime SaaS Press authors. Sunil, it's so good to see you here.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate being here and seeing everybody at SaaS Publishing.
Well, we're glad to see you as well. And tell us what you're doing here at SaaS Global Forum. What's your role here this year?
As you know, I'm very active with the organization. I get two things. One is I'm a section chair for systems architecture. It's great because it gives me an opportunity to work, see the SaaS users, present some material and share that with the group. It's very beneficial focusing on performance issues and things like that. Second thing, I've given a class over here, which I love to do, when sharing my knowledge and understanding of pharmaceutical industry, how programmers can really benefit from that. And I also like talking with SaaS users about SaaS itself, strangely enough, which is very different from what my family enjoy discussing, but that's what I really like, to see a lot of people enthusiastic about what you can do with SaaS. And each year I'm really amazed to share that and learn more of the new things that are being available. So I really look forward to seeing people on an annual basis for that.
What has stood out for you at SaaS Global Forum this year?
I think that there's been some challenges. I've seen a lot more international representation here at the conference, which is very pleasing to see that,
yes.
Especially from India. I've been seeing a lot of people from India, and that's really exciting for me, as you know, because
yes.
I'm originally from there. And they have heard about me, and they're very happy to talk with me, which is nice to know. And they originally are kind of hesitant to talk with me, but once they realize that I'm very open, I like to get to know them. And then I've actually had quite a few people coming to the conferences each year, making sure that they say hi to me and remind me that they've been in my classes or they've enjoyed my book, and they would make sure to bring a copy of my book next time so that I can sign it. And I think people are realizing that SaaS is very universal, and that the best way to learn it is getting involved, start doing things and ask questions. There's a lot of resources available that they can connect to. And so the SaaScommunity.org is a great way. And, of course, with the SaaS books and the webcast, podcast that you provide. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to really get to know and be a part of the SaaS user group, really. So,
well, tell us a little bit about your books that you've written.
Well, my first book, Quick Results with Output Delivery System, was based on a course that I had done, which was a request from the Western users SaaS software. And I was actually honored to be asked to develop a course, because I know that that requires a level of hard work, because you want to, you know, convey and show quality and value.
Right.
And so once I've taught that, then I realized, okay, there could be a broader interest and scope. And so that's when I submitted the proposal, and I was very happy that SaaS Publishing also realized that there's potential with this. One of the things that I'm really excited about and passionate about is when I find something that I can do with SaaS programming language that it's very, very simple to apply. And I like to share that with everybody, because SaaS is so powerful, you know, generating PDF files and somewhat customized PDF files or RTF files. There's no reason for users not to take some advantage of basic components of ODS.
Right.
And through examples, I show them these simple options, this sequence, and if they want some more information, there's plenty of references for that. But the whole objective was, within 5 or 10 minutes after looking at this book, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to create an Excel file or PDF, which most people, before ODS, it was just almost impossible to do. So it was a very revolutionary change that I think people really appreciate. And that's why it's still selling now.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us. And is there anything you're planning on doing in Seattle that's not related to SaaS Global Forum that you're excited about?
well, I had the opportunity to go up the Space Needle, which was really nice. That's a nice event. Great view from the sky up there, especially without any rain or clouds. So that was wonderful. And, you know, walking around the city, I've heard a lot about, and it's very similar to being in San Francisco, which I've been there before. So I think the climate is very nice. And unfortunately, I don't have time to do any vacationing as some other people are, but maybe next time. And the nice thing about coming to these conferences, you get a chance to see what the city is and have an opportunity to do that, whereas normally you may not do that.
Well, thank you, Sunil. I hope we see you at SAS Global Forum in Las Vegas next year.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, good. I'll
be looking forward to
seeing you. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.